Thank God. Good playing singing.
Amen.
Lord, make that revival meeting now November the 14th and 15th and 16th, Saturday night at 5, Sunday morning, evening, and Monday night. If you got any offering to give tonight, unless you specify it goes to that revival, help with some of the expense of the meeting. And I bless the Lord for looking forward to it. It's good preaching of the Word of God. I look forward to the power of God meeting with us. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3 tonight. You got a Bible? Look with me there. Ephesians chapter 3. You know, I was thinking tonight, the church is the only place that you can't just join. You ever thought about that? You can join the Moose Lodge if you got the money. Hey, man, you can join about any club if you got money or you got a prestige. But this is the only body you can't join unless you've been born again. You got to be born again to be in this body. Amen. Huh? A lot of people's wanting to be included in some things, but to be in this body, you're going to have the new birth. Amen. That's right. Praise God for that. Amen. The Bible said in verse 1, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles." And so he was a prisoner of the Lord. He's a prisoner, thank God, in his own personal life. Probably when he wrote this, at the end of his life, in prison. Might have been in the hired house he had, but still tied to a Roman soldier. Amen. He wrote this good truth here. Amen. He said, "If ye have heard the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you." And so I know tonight that Paul was given this, amen, this doctrine, this mystery, this truth. Was revealed to him. If you ask me when I believe it was revealed, I believe it was revealed when he got saved. And thank God he went off this to him and God. And brethren, listen, God spoke to him and gave him. Why did Paul call it my gospel? It was his gospel. It was the gospel to the Gentile people. That the Gentiles had no hope. They had no covenant. They wasn't included in nothing but damnation and sin. Amen. Listen, friend, we would not be here tonight. Amen. There's a lot of religion in this world that's meeting, but we would not be included or be here tonight in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ unless he gave us the gospel. Amen. That's right. He said this in verse 3, how that by revelation, thank God, revelation. Amen. Paul said, "I wasn't taught it by man. It was revelation. I believe God spoke it to him. I believe God took Paul aside and spoke the word to him. The revelation. Notice this, he made known unto me the mystery." A mystery is something unknown. It's something secret unless it has been made known. Amen. You've got to know it. Amen. And he said this, "Known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." Amen. I write this letter. This letter wasn't only given to Ephesus, it was a circular letter. It went, thank God, around to them churches in them regions there. And this was the record, thank God, of the grace of God. Notice this, verse 5, "which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men." It wasn't made known before him. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Listen, a lot of people want to try to, my friend, put the whole thing. Hey, listen, friend, this thing wasn't even made known that it was given to him. No church had it to God's son Jesus. Amen. Revealed it to his chosen apostle for that very purpose of God in getting the gospel out to Gentile people. Notice this tonight. Thank God. He said, "In other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets." How? By the Spirit. Amen. Thank God. The apostles were sent ones of God. Amen. A prophet was them that prophesied. A priest. Amen. And then he said this, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body. Amen. Partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Verse verse 7 says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. So he's saying here that what God did, he gave this to me, that God uses me as a vessel to preach the gospel. It's amazing. It's a miracle. It's a mystery tonight. The mystery in this text is the church. Amen. It's not Jews. It's not Gentiles. It's one body. It's one church. It's one calling. It's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Everything surrounds Christ. Amen. Before the Jews, amen, was God's people. Amen. For as a nation of people, and they had been chosen. Amen. Thank God, my friend, in the Old Testament. Amen. We go into a New Testament, and thank God the King of the Jews come, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God that's what they called him. Even though, brethren, he was a king, he didn't come as a king. He come as a servant. He come as a sacrificial lamb. He come, thank God, to lay down his life for a nation of not only Jews, but sinners. Amen. That's right. Thank God it wasn't just the Jews. It was sinners. Amen. The Bible said he came to save his people from their sin. I believe, thank God, in that text that it's Jewish sounding, even though the application would certainly be to everybody tonight that sinners, amen. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Paul said, it's a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ came in the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief, amen. If you're not a sinner, you're not qualified. He said, after this pattern, amen, or after this cause, God gave mercy. I obtained mercy. That meant, thank God, Brother Danny said it this morning. Amen. Grace is given something we don't deserve, and mercy's withholding something we do deserve. Amen. That's right. And I am, thank God, my friend, thank God, one that's partook of the grace of God. It was given by God. Amen. It wasn't offered, it was gave. Amen. That's right. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you that Christ done what it took to give it to me. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. He wasn't trying to do it. He done it. He had a plan. In fact, that's what a mystery has a plan. God has a plan. He had a plan. Thank God we're partakers of this grace. Amen. Friend, that's free grace too. Amen. That's right. It is free, given by God himself to whomsoever he deals with and speaks to. For no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me what draw him. And I'll raise him up the last day. It is a work of God. It's a work of grace. I read these scriptures today and thought in my own mind, how could anybody read this and not see it's all the goodness of God? It's all the grace of God. It's all the workings of God. Amen. Notice tonight, were unto me who am less than least of all the saints in this grace given. He said the grace was given. Amen. Thank God he decided to give it. Amen. I'll say some things you might not see, but I'm telling you, can't see it. He shows it. But grace is given to his own. Amen. You never got grace till you got saved. Listen, everybody that's lost has mercy. That's right, friend. That means that mercy withholds judgment. Mercy withholds the wrath of God. Even though that man that's an unbeliever abideth in the wrath of God, God still holds mercy on him. Amen. If God ever lifted his mercy on a sinner, he'd let him go on to hell. Amen. And there is a literal hell. I tell you, friend, we live in a day that people don't believe damnation, hell, judgment, the lake of fire, and all the things God said. The Bible don't need to be rewrote. It needs to be reread. There is a literal hell. My friend, people go to hell because they die without Christ. And there is a hell, my friend, where the worm died not and the fire is not quenched. Listen, that's the Bible. The rich man lift up his eyes in hell, being in torment. There is a fire. He said, I'm tormented. What? In this flame. There's flames in hell. Amen. That's not going to be quenched. Amen. Hell's the jail. The lake of fire is the eternal prison.
that all will stand before the white throne of God, and Jesus sits on that white throne, and he'll judge men. He is the final judge. He's the eternal judge. All judgment been committed unto him. And therefore, friend, if you're not saved, if you're lost, you die without God, then there's a judgment at the white throne. Amen. And listen, that's not pleasant to talk about, but it's reality. Amen. No man will enter the kingdom unless he has a divine nature, unless he has Christ as his representative, his Lord and Savior. And Paul said, I preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. Unsearchable. Amen. They're so rich. Amen. How can we be in this spiritual body, which is a mystery? Amen. How can I love you? Amen. The way I do, because I'm in the body. Thank God for that. Amen. It can't explain it. Listen, a man that's saved loves God. A man that's saved loves the brethren. A man that's saved loves the things of God. If he's saved, he does. God put that in him. As much as a baby wants milk when it's born, I desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. How can a man say, I love God, and not love the brothers? How can a man say, I love God, and not love his book? How can a man say, I love God, amen, and not love who he, hey, God, what he does? Hey, we love him first after he loved us. God loved us first, but we didn't return. Love him above all things else. Hey, God, we love him above the world. We love him above the family. We love him. I thank God above my friend, anybody else. Amen. But he loved us first that we might love him first. That's right. Thank God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. If you want God to bless you tonight, thank God. Seek first the kingdom of God tonight. Amen. That's right. A lot of people say, I want God to bless me. I want God's presence. God's presence is the blessing. It ain't him handing something out to me. He does that every day anyway. Amen. He gave me health and strength today. Amen. He gave me food today. Amen. He gave me, thank God, a lot of things. He gave me air to breathe, sunshine to look up to. Amen. Gave me, thank God, a place to dwell. Amen. Gave me a place. Thank God to rest tonight. And you can't get rest just in your house. You got to have rest in here. But he did give me a place to sleep. Amen. That's right. Thank God I can't lay my old weary head down. Amen. But I'll tell you more than that. He blessed me with spiritual blessings. Amen. He blessed me with a prayer life. He blessed me, thank God, with his voice. He blessed me with his presence. He blessed me, thank God, with you. Amen. He blessed me, thank God, with him. He blessed me with peace. He blessed me with joy. He blessed me with his word. He blessed me, thank God, talking to me. He blessed me, thank God, I'm going up. Amen. Where he saved me, glorify me. I've got her made tonight in him. He made me accepted in the beloved. What good grace tonight. Thank God, friend, it ain't me, it's him tonight. Amen. Thank God. Verse 9, and to him, and to make all men see what is the fellowship. That fellowship was why he made man. The mystery. Amen. Thank God. Which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God. He said he hid it in God before the world began. Listen, friend, he had the church in mind. Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. He had the church in mind. Thank God. He had us in mind. He said, I want Robert Parker. Thank God, I want him as my own, and I want to talk to him. I want to fellowship with him. I want to show grace in him. I want to show, thank God, not only grace in him, but through him. I want my light to shine in and through him, through the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's why I made him. He can fellowship with me. Amen. Adam made a mess of it, but thank God, Jesus reconciled us to God that we can meet with him. It's a mystery tonight. Amen. Thank God for, hey, it's a miracle tonight. Amen. Thank God. That's a blessing. Notice this. He said, fellowship beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. He created all, friend. Amen. Everything. Thank God. Amen. He created. And then he said, to the intent that now under the principalities, powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Even the angels desire to look into it. They'll never know it though. Thank God. Angels will never know what you know. They never have been redeemed. Amen. Listen. But they want to look into it. Peter said they desire to look into these things. Amen. That's right. Looks like to me. Amen. Good and bad angels. Amen. My friends interested in it enough to look into it. Amen. But I'm telling you this tonight. He has a few. Thank God that find it. Amen. If you found it, you're in the few. And if you found it, you're blessed. And if you found it, you ain't getting away from it. And if you found it, you don't want to get away from it. He gave me life. Amen. Thank God he took death out and put life in. He gave me hope. He gave me, thank God, something in my soul. Thank God through the gospel, the grace of God tonight. Amen. Notice this, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. His purpose. Amen. That word says that that's the plan of God. He ain't never failed nothing. He never will fail nothing. God's never tried to do one thing. Everything he does, he purposes. Amen. Thank God he didn't try to preach me. He didn't try to call you to preach. He, thank God, done it. Amen. It was set up before the world began. Thank God, the purpose of God, the plan of God, everything in my life. You might disagree with this. I asked my wife the other night. I said, do you believe everything in that Bible is the will of God? Amen. I said, I do. I believe everything in the Bible is the will of God. Amen. And he said, I come to do thy will. Amen. He drowned Pharaoh under the will of God. He raised him up for that purpose. Judas was born for the fulfillment of the scripture. Amen. That's right. Thank God, friend, I was born into a sinful world as a wretched sinner. But thank God he had a greater plan than that. In fact, thank God. I don't know how you look at it, but when he gave me eternal life, it didn't begin in time. Amen. If you say that man's got eternal life, amen, something happened in the beginning. Thank God that I can't explain. But I know, thank God, what I have now, it won't end, amen. That's right. He said the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, he's, listen, friend, you don't, God have mercy. God set this thing up. He said, I got a plan and I got an eternal purpose for, thank God, the believer. Amen. And listen, I've got this thing set up. Ain't nothing going to stop it. Amen. I want to help y'all out. November, I think it is, 3rd, is the election in the United States. Amen. I hope one wins and one don't. But I'm telling you, whoever wins, it ain't going to stop his plan one bit. It ain't going to hinder him one bit. Amen. We might have to go through a rough time in a world that's not our home. But I'll tell you, ain't going to hinder his will. It ain't going to one bit. Ain't God, I ain't afearing tonight. That little old boy on your lap, I used to say, well, I'm scared for my grandkids. But I'm telling you, thank God, I like the song because he lives. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. God knows where they're at. He ain't changed one bit. Thank God he's the same God. He's got the same gospel. Hey, hey, I know it's lukewarm days, but I'm glad he ain't lukewarm. I'm glad he's still on fire. I'm glad he's a consuming fire. Amen to God. If all of them died, he ain't gonna quit. He ain't gonna die. Thank God he can do what he wants to do. Hey, hey, his purpose will be done, and it'll be done the way he wants it done. Amen. God have mercy on a bunch of Baptist people think it's in the hands of men. No, he's allowing that crowd to run that course. He'll give them so much room. Amen. Why did God? Why, I'm going to tell you. You say, brother, what do you think about all this? I mean, you look like you can read some things. If you got some discernment and God's give you some knowledge, you probably can read some things. You ain't going to read all things. We believe all things. We don't know all things. But I'm telling you what. I want to ask you a question tonight. Why did God allow Pharaoh to chase the Israelites? Because he wanted to show his power.
Right.
He's the same God. He knew he wasn't gonna let him get them. But he let them get down there until they were scared to death. That he told Moses to stretch the rod over the sea and it parted and they walked on dry ground. And then a bunch of unbelieving, thank God, Egyptians come after them and got drowned in the same water. Thank God that the water held up on the Israelites. Amen. That's right, friend. You know what? He got drowned. Amen. You know what? We so pansy-fied. I know the Old Testament's different people, and I believe that. I know that. But there's, thank God, still believers by faith. Amen. And men God used. Amen. You imagine this. Thank God he drowns that crowd over there. Amen. And you know what Moses did? They started singing, the Lord's a man of war. He threw him in the and God drowned that crowd in the Red Sea. They praising God. Even Miriam come out with a timbrel and danced, and the women followed her and they praised God over God drowning that rascal in the Red Sea. Amen. Hey, listen, friend. If they preaching all this racism, well, racism isn't in the skin color. Amen. Racism, my friend, is in the heart, and it comes from sin tonight. Amen, brother. Listen, it don't matter what color you are. You're going to have to be born again. And your problem's sin tonight, whether you're white, black, red, or yellow. Hey, God, you still all got to come the same way. It's a sad deal in our lives. Amen. When people ain't got no more sense, how to know, thank God, that they need God instead of all these other things. Amen. Can I give you this? God will do his purpose in his people. And that's who we are. And God will do his purpose with the rest of the crowd too. And you read Peter, son, and we ain't going to try to explain the scripture away, but the book of Peter said some of them was ordained to that condemnation. That's what he said in chapter 1. Amen, the Bible said, thank God he said this, I believe I can find it right here. He said, well, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, hope manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead, amen, gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Listen, friend, if a man is going to be an unbeliever, he's under condemnation. Hey, God had that thing set up, friend. If a man's, not repenting, if he dies without repenting, I'm talking about repenting something to God, faith in Christ, he's a going to hell, friend. That's right. Ain't no other way for him. Hell, my friend, is not to scare somebody. Hell's reality.
That's right.
That's right. I mean, there's two places, and it ain't purgatory. There ain't no such a thing. I don't care what the Catholics say. That's one of the biggest cults and falseness there is. Amen. Somebody asked me one time, do I believe a Catholic is going to heaven? I said, I don't even believe a Baptist is unless he's born again. Amen. I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost will lead you in the truth, and I'm seeing this thing more and more. I'm drawing nigh to God. A lot of these places isn't nothing but a bunch of religious mess, and God's allowing them to go there to hold the peace in the land. Amen. That's right. Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons and all them people who got false doctrine. Amen. I don't care if my brother's in it. Amen. He ain't, thank God. But I wouldn't care. I'd still preach this. It don't matter, friend. Amen. Because I'm telling you this, if they abide not in the doctrine of Christ, they have not God. And a man that denies, my friend, of the deity of Jesus Christ, he couldn't have a Savior if he ain't deity. Amen. That's right. They don't know the mystery. You know why? They're blind. Amen. You can't see if I put my hands over your eyes. You can't see. What color shirt your daddy got on? You'd just be guessing. You know why? You can't see it. But when he takes his eyes off, he say, got gray on. How'd you see it? He opened my eyes. How you see it? He opened your eyes. How's them other people not see it? Their eyes ain't opened. What Paul say? He opened the eyes of the blind. He opened their eyes that they might see. That's what God did for him. He blinded him first. He knocked him down to the ground. He couldn't see for 3 days physically. And the scales fell off his eyes at Ananias' house. And when he got there, he didn't call him a sinner. He said, Brother Saul. Amen. God done give him instruction. He was one of them chosen people, thank God, of God. The Bible said in Acts chapter number 9, that's what he said to him when he, thank God, got down there. He said, but the Lord, amen. He said, but the Lord said to him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me.
Right.
That's right. To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Listen, God have mercy. He said he separated me from my mother's womb to preach the gospel. In other words, I was born to do that. Listen, friend, thank God, I'm going to tell y'all this straight up tonight. If you can get out of this thing, you never got in it. If you can get out, you never got in. Hey, you might get out and run a while like the prodigal did, but son, he'll get hungry, amen. And he'll won't thank God to go back to the father's house. Amen. After he's in the hog swap a while. Amen. There's pleasure in sin for a season, but there's always consequences with it. But I'll tell you what, they ain't never been one person that ever truly got born again, saved by the grace of God, that got out of the family of God. That's right. So you believe in eternal security? I believe in eternal salvation. You know what somebody say? They say, I don't believe in that eternal security. I said, do you believe in eternal life? Yeah, I believe in that. That's ignorance. That's what's ignorance. That's the same thing. It's the same thing. I mean, it's the same thing, brother. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'll tell you this, if it takes perfection to get there, there won't be nobody there. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. That's truth. This thing's a mystery. And the mystery was the church. The mystery was the church. The church is a born again. Hey, God, people, if you look at the name church, it means ecclesia. It's a called out assembly. You can't be in a church without being in a community of people. Amen. Right. Look it up. Study for yourself. See if I'm telling you the truth. Search the scriptures. Amen. I tell you again, I'm not preaching this for you to believe me. I'm preaching it that the Holy Ghost might teach you something. He don't teach it to you, thank God. You ain't going to know it. Amen. You can go out here and be a parrot, thank God, and repeat everything I say. But if the Holy Spirit don't put it in your heart, it ain't going to last. Amen, son. He put the Holy Ghost in me. He said, son, I'm telling you what, thank God. Amen. Everything I've done on purpose for my purpose. Amen. And I tell you, he's a doing it still. And he ain't slack in his promise. As some men count slackness, but as long as some are usward, not willing to eat should perish, all cut of repentance. And the mystery tonight that Paul was talking about, nobody else seen, was holy of the grace of God in Christ. And the church, thank God, it would come through the gospel preaching. Amen. And there, God, thank God. Why do you think men gave their life for him? Amen. Because he is real to them. Amen. That's right. You know what you're going to have to give in the day we end? But I'll tell you what, I'll answer it this. He gave it all. He gave it all. I want to read that. Listen to me. Here in Ephesians at chapter 3. Look at this thing here. I ain't going to read the whole chapter. Notice this here. He went to a prayer, prayed for the Ephesians. Notice what under verse number 20 says. Now unto him that is able. Son, I'm telling you, he is able tonight. He's able to answer your prayer. Because he put it in your heart. A prayer that's really answers what he put in your heart to pray. It's the unction of God. That's why he said we have that unction. We have that desire. That's the petition, the desire of him. He put it in your heart. Amen. In this thing, listen, friend, you can have a whole lot more if you would pray. He said you have not because you ask not. He said, a lot of people ask me. He said, and the honeyman is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. According to the power that worketh in us. That's the holy God of heaven. The power is God. That means that God could do more, that's exceeding abundantly more than you can ask or think. according to the power of the work. Verse 21, I'm through. Unto him be glory in the church. That's where it's at. Unto him be glory. That's the mystery, Brother Keith. It ain't Jews. It ain't unto him be glory in the Jewish community or the Gentile community. In the church. In the church. We're flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. Everything about us, thank God tonight. Amen. Two become one. And we one in Christ. Thank God we're him tonight. Amen. He became us. When you got married, y'all become one. That's right. Thank God. When you get saved, you become one. Thank God. Amen. I tell you, we treat God tonight like he's far off. We treat God tonight like he's got a stick up there ready to whoop you. God help if he did, he's going to whoop me. Whoop you too. That ain't God. You don't know a picture of God, I'll give you a good picture of God. The Father. When that boy come home, he ran and kissed him. Fell on his neck. It don't say the boy cried, but I can't help but think in my mind. When that father fell on his neck and kissed him and hugged him, and I believe he said, son, I love you. Thank God, are you coming home? I believe that boy wept like a baby. He says, wait, I'm not no more worthy to call thy son, make one of thy hired servants. No. He said, put the best robe on him. He didn't deserve it, and you didn't either, and I didn't either. We come to him dirty. We didn't come to him clean. He got the glory. The Father's love is greater than any love there is. The Heavenly Father. Amen. It's in the church, friend. This is the church. People don't understand the church. The church is God's blood-bought people that assemble. Listen to me. I like to see the pews filled, but it ain't about the number. It's not about the number. It's about him. It's about us being in him. Amen. Glory to God. Don't throw in the towel. That's what the boy said. Testifying, don't throw in the towel. Been on my mind since. Don't throw in the towel. Stay with the stuff. Amen. Grace in you. That's right. Grace is in the people of God. Amen. That's right. That's the reason you live right. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Let's stand tonight. Thank you for hearing the word. Praise God and the Lamb forever. Amen. Brother Todd, pray for us tonight. Yeah, God, thank you. Thank you, God of heaven. God help, Lord. Yes, God.